Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 336. When Elijah is sent, he will build up, not tear down. When the Lord sent Elijah to the scribes and Pharisees, they did not know him. John the Baptist's message was Elijah. Could the dear Lord in his great mercy send Elijah to us and we not know him? Could the Lord send us a message designed to prepare us for the coming of Christ and we treat it as the Jews treated John the Baptist? God has promised to send him. Could anything be more important than learning what that message is and how we have treated it? Maybe we need to repent. When Elijah comes, will he overthrow Baal worship as he did long ago? Ancient Baal worship was the worship of self disguised as the worship of God. The 450 prophets of Baal made Elijah sick at heart. What is Baal worship today? It is professing to serve the Lord when in fact your agenda is to promote self. A pastor glorifies himself, attracts the people to himself, turns their attention to himself, panders the worldly-minded people in the church, climbs the ladder of his career. He professes to worship Christ but in fact he is serving self. Is he not a prophet of Baal? His career is to build for himself a comfortable living. Unconsciously he directs the youth to any or all careers except to prepare people to stand in the day of God. He is not preparing a people to be translated as Elijah was, to follow the Lamb the crucified Christ wherever he goes. Instead, he is preparing a people to accept the mark of the beast when it comes. When Elijah is sent by the Lord, he will not be easy on modern Baal worship. But his will not be a ministry of denunciation. He will build up, not tear down. The word will do the job. Proclaiming Christ and him crucified will melt hardened, worldly hearts, and Baal worship will be renounced. When I survey the wondrous cross, on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride.